Favorite Moments from the Oscars by Ray Hanania, published in the Arab News February 22, 2017. Over the past few weeks in America, the mainstream news media has been focused on the presentation of Oscars for Hollywood's best films at the Academy Awards this Sunday, February 26. Many media rebroadcast and reported on favorite moments that they recall from the annual movie celebration that has been taking place since 1929. Some of the memories include the moment when actor Robert Benigni won the Oscar for Best Actor in 1999 for the movie Life is Beautiful, about an Italian Jew who tries to bring happiness to other Jews at a Nazi concentration camp during the Holocaust. Benigni walked to the stage, standing on the tops of the backs of the audience chairs, creating an unusual sight when his name was announced as the Oscar winner. The film also won Best Foreign Film. There were other funny and serious moments that the media mentioned this past week, including when actor Marlon Brando rejected the Oscar awarded to him for Best Actor in 1973 for his role in The Godfather. Native American and actress Shaheen Littlefeather explained that Brando was rejecting the award in protest of Hollywood's negative portrayal of Native Americans in movie films. There were so many great moments like that, but the one that the news media didn't mention was the one that took place at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in 1978, when Vanessa Redgrave won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in her performance in the movie Julia. The movie Julia depicted the story of a woman who raised money to fight the Nazis and their persecution of Jews during the Holocaust. Redgrave had also just completed a documentary detailing Israeli violence and atrocities against Palestinian civilians in the occupied West Bank, Gaza Strip, and occupied Jerusalem. Terrorist members of the Jewish Defense League were allowed to protest and make threats outside of the Academy Awards presentation, attacking Redgrave and libeling her as police stood by watching. In going to the stage to accept her Oscar, Redgrave thanked the audience, then gave one of the greatest Academy Award speeches to champion the rights of the oppressed people all over the world. She thanked the Academy Awards for standing firm against fascism, and she commemorated the historic Jewish struggle against fascism and oppression. Redgrave denounced the protesters who were outside the award ceremonies as, quote, a small bunch of Zionist hoodlums whose behavior is an insult to the stature of Jews all over the world and their great and heroic record of struggle against fascism and oppression. She continued, quote, I salute that record and I salute all of you for having stood firm and dealt a final blow against that period when Nixon and McCarthy launched a worldwide witch hunt against those who tried to express in their lives and their work the truth that they believe in. I salute you and thank you, and I pledge to you that I will continue to fight against anti-Semitism and fascism. It was memorable. I remember seeing her speak on television, and it made me inspired, reinforcing my commitment to pursue peace and justice for Palestinians in the Middle East and peace based on justice with Israel. The audience reacted with a mix of gasps and some applause, but not a lot, of course. Of course, there were no American Arabs in Hollywood movie roles in the 1970s, and the only movies made by Hollywood about the Middle East portrayed all Arabs as terrorists and all Israelis as heroes, victims, and Holocaust survivors that they blamed on the Arabs. Later, during the Academy Awards, pro-Israel screenwriter Sidney Petty Chayefsky denounced Redgrave, saying, quote, I am sick and tired of people exploiting the Academy Awards for the propaganda of their own personal agenda. I would like to suggest to Miss Redgrave that her winning an Academy Award is not a pivotal moment in history, does not require a proclamation, and a simple thank you would have sufficed. Chayefsky was a notorious racist Arab hater who produced the vicious anti-Arab film Network. It was not surprising that he ignored the vicious assaults against Redgrave by protesters outside the Academy Awards, and it was rumored that he later even met with the hate-driven organizers of the JDL who praised his criticism of Redgrave. Ironically, many actors who have received Oscars have used their moment in the spotlight to show their personal causes, including Chayefsky's colleagues, who he did not denounce. Only Redgrave, who had the courage to stand up for the rights of Palestinians, was denounced. And it took real courage to defend the Palestinians back in the 1970s, especially in America, and especially in the movie industry, which profited from films that thrived on anti-Arab and anti-Muslim hate. That anti-Arab trend in Hollywood continues till this day, although there are some token films that have been made showcasing the positive contributions and compelling narratives of Arabs and Muslims, but not enough has, and no one has stood up to defend the rights of Palestinians or stand up for justice in the Middle East, in Hollywood, more forcefully than Vanessa Redgrave. If you watch the Oscars this Sunday, take a moment to recall a true Hollywood hero who stood up for justice and righteousness. Thanks for listening to my podcasts. I really appreciate it, and thanks for reading my columns. I'm not a journalist or a reporter, but I do write opinion column commentaries like the one you just heard. I write about American politics and issues for a group of newspapers in Chicago, the Southwest Newspaper Group. I also write about Middle East politics and issues for the Arab News in Saudi Arabia at arabnews.com and for the American Arab Online News and Opinion website, thearabdailynews.com. I archive all my columns on my personal website at thedailyhookah.com, where you can also find info on my books, my biography, and you can contact me. I love to hear what you think, even if we don't agree. I hope you will share your opinions. Recently, I also launched a new website called biasreporting.com, which documents instances of bias and bigotry by the mainstream American news media. I believe today's American mainstream news media is corrupt. Over the years, it has been the driving force fueling the racism and hatred against minorities, including against blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Muslims, Arabs, and especially Palestinians. Oh, sure, some reporters do a great job, but the system is corrupt and broken because many others do not. The news media is the biggest political organization in America today, and it excludes and attacks those who challenge their political biases, their sacred cows, and their bigotry. Instead of being objective and fair reporters, many hide behind the concept of a free press and free press freedoms to twist news to reflect their partisan and subjective views and opinions and to push their favorites. They give you opinion under the fake guise of being objective when they are not. If they like you, they are fair. If they don't like you, you have no chance. Biased reporters can be vicious, and they are the biggest hypocrites. If you criticize them, they whine, cry, foul, and respond with even more venom and bias. I want to change that. America needs an objective and fair news media that reports the facts, not their opinions. And when they do express opinions, they must do so openly and honestly with their names and be accountable for those views. That's what I do. I hope you check it out and visit biasreporting.com. I also hope you support all my online efforts on Facebook and on Twitter. Thank you again for your time and your support.